So once upon a time, what does that mean? It's a made-up story. And you'll soon find out this is a made-up story, because pots don't talk to each other, do they?
No.
So, this story is in India. And you know, up in India, up in the mountains, it's pretty remote. And so there are a lot of things that we take for granted, or we use every day, that doesn't happen up there. And one of them is running water. Do you know what running water is? You know when you go to the tap and you turn it on in your house? That is what we call running water. Yes. No, it's not a stream. It's a tap that you turn on. But running water does run down a stream too, doesn't it? Yes. So what happens if you haven't got a tap in your house? You have to go outside. Yes. And in villages or towns that don't have running water, they have a well. And every day, part of your job is to walk down to the well with a bucket and drop the bucket down the hole, fill it up with water, and take it home again. And that's how you get your water. So in this village, every day, the fella, part of his job was, he had to walk down the footpath, down the dirt little footpath, down to the village well, fill up his two pots, and then come back, and then put them on the table, and then they would use it for the day. But he had two pots. And you know how he used to carry them? On this big pole. And on each end of the pole were his top two pots. They were tied to the pole. And so he'd walk down the path, down to the well. And then he'd drop them in the well, fill them up, put them back on his pole, back to his house. So, but there was a problem. One pot was perfect. Like, he could fill it up and it would hold water. But the other pot, it had a crack in it. And by the time he got down to the well, filled it up and got home again, the pot that had a crack in it was half empty. Ah, that's bad, isn't it? So, for 2 years, every day he'd walk down to the well, fill up his two pots, and take them home. But by the time he got home, he only had 1.5 pots full of water. And the other pot had leaked all the way up the path. And so one day, the two pots were talking to each other. And the pot that was cracked said to the pot that was perfect, said, "I so feel so bad, because I see you and you're perfect. You do everything that you're asked to do, whereas I leak. And I feel sad that you should do more work than what I do." But then the perfect pot said to the crackpot, he said, "Have you noticed something?" And the crackpot said, "What?" He said, "At home on the table, there is a vase. And in that vase is a bunch of flowers. Where do you think those flowers come from?" And the crackpot said, "I don't know." He said, I'll show you something. Tomorrow morning when we go down to the well, you are carried on the left-hand side. And there is barren dirt. When you turn around and you come back up, you're still on the left-hand side, but it's flowers. There's lots of flowers. How do you think the flowers got there?" "A rose bush." "What do you need for flowers?" "Water." "And so where do you think the water was coming from?" "The cracked pot, wasn't it?" "And so those flowers on the table that were collected by the little kids and put on the table, they came because somebody was not perfect." You know that? So sometimes we look at ourselves and we think, "Oh, I'm not as good as that person, or I can't do that. But somewhere you're a blessing to someone else. You know what a blessing is? You'd have to know what a blessing is. Hey? That means you make somebody happy. You know that? Yes, even if you're not perfect, what you've got, you can still make somebody happy. And that's what we've got to remember. Yes. So when you think about, you know, all your shortcomings, all your failures, you know that somebody loves you, and who's that? Jesus. And who else? And who else? Your mum and dad. And everybody else. Alright. So did you like the story? Alright. So, remember what I promised you? I'll tell you another little story. What does that say? JD. What does that mean? You forgot. Well, this is going to help you remember. Do you want one? Nathaniel? Do you want one? Are you at high school yet? Yeah? When my daughter Annie, do you know Annie? My daughter's a chaplain in Adelaide now. But when she was in year 7 at high school, she wore one of them to school. And the school had a no jewellery policy. And so they called her in. And they said, listen, Annie, you're not allowed to wear jewellery at this school. And Annie said, but do you know what it means? And they said, we don't really care what it means. You're just not allowed to wear it. You know what was really interesting about that school? It was a Christian school. And their rules forbade her to wear something that meant something. And sometimes we've got to be very careful when we make up rules that what we're actually doing is doing away with the things that mean a lot to us. Alright? So, when you wear that bracelet, it reminds you, when you come to something and you're not sure what is right and what is not, you just look at your bracelet and it will remind you, won't it, of what would Jesus do?